When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Artie is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys. Just coming back from the game. Oh, man, what a high. I mean, it's unusual to come home after a win like that. But how ironic
that we win the game. Whoa. Hold on. Did you just say you're just coming home from the game?
I was happy.
What?
I did do it. You stopped around, you know, celebrated on each bar as I was going around.
You got to be kidding me.
God bless you.
You haven't been home since the game?
And now I'm at Stonebridge Country Club playing on No Sleep and a Jet High.
All right, Artie, hit him straight, man. November 1st. I mean, he's basically still drunk, and he's getting ready to whack it around the golf course.
Just getting home from the game. Good for Artie. I guess there was no trick-or-treating involved for Artie yesterday. And, BT, I got to tell you, you know, I'm new to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My first Halloween in Jersey.
Yeah, how'd it go?
And I took off of SNY yesterday, so no baseball night in New York. And by the way, that's a day like I'd like to be on. The Yankees were eliminated. But I, you know, for my daughter, my wife, you know, I gotta take off and be there and get the costume and all this stuff. So I go home, and as I'm driving through the neighborhood home, and I'm like, this is weird. Now it was like 3:30 by the time I'm driving home.
Okay.
And I didn't see any ounce or sign of any trick-or-treating. I was like, okay, well, maybe it's still early.
This is, you said, about 3:30?
Yeah.
Because kids early, should be home by school, from school. Yeah, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. So we get the, you know, I eat a little something, whatever, relax for a little bit. And my wife's like, all right, we got to go. Let's go. You know, Sammy's got bed by 7 o'clock. We're not going to go out all night. Like, let's get the costumes on, go out and trick-or-treat a little bit. And by the way, I don't know what's going on with the global warming, but, I mean, 80 degrees on Halloween I could do without. All
crazy.
The hills and
crazy.
The stoops. I got the stupid costume on. I'm in this air bubble. I was Mike from Monsters, Inc. You familiar with that?
I am, but I saw. Good costume.
So I'm sitting in the, all right, so it was great. Like, nice family thing, but, dude, I couldn't even see out of it. I'm walking, I'm going to kill myself tripping over these steps. Do you realize that, now, on Long Island is a little different. Do you realize I only saw one other couple the entire time that we were walking around the block?
Meaning not even any other kids or people?
Not any trace of any trick-or-treaters at all. There was one couple pushing a stroller with their young kid.
Really?
And my wife and my daughter and I in costume going to these houses. And most houses have the stuff outside.
They do. There are a lot of people in the suburbs put tables up because they're not home or... Yeah.
Not even trick-or-treat. Like, I wanted my daughter to say trick-or-treat. She watches these shows, you know, trick-or-treat Halloween specials.
That's true.
I'm like, go trick-or-treat. Nope, nobody home. We got one person on the ring. Oh, sorry, I'll be there in 20 minutes. We're walking around up and down. Now, it wasn't a long time, but, like, not a trace. We only got at our house one trick-or-treater.
Really?
What, did they do this in Jersey? Is trick-or-treating not a thing in New Jersey?
I kind of wish it became that, but it hasn't. It's not that way in my neighborhood. It's been Halloween for a month, like I told you, with the ghosting and the booing. No, it's different to the point where, and I didn't, this last year was the first year I didn't do it because I just had a lot of work and then the Jets and then the podcast. So one of our good friends has a really banger of a Halloween party, beautiful home.
Adult or kid thing?
Both.
Okay, yeah.
It's awesome. And I've been there the last couple of years and Jen was there with the kids. They got home around 8:30, 8:40, something like that. And it's very different in my neighborhood. Like, a lot of parents walk around with Yetis and the wine for the wives, yeah, and the beer, the whiskey for the guy. Like, everybody's having fun.
I just was shocked at, like, last year I drove home, went to Long Island. We go for a few blocks or whatever, but there's people out in costume. Oh, hey, nice costume. You get to see this. People trick-or-treating, like, going to the door. Now it's like, my wife's like, this was a total dud and a letdown. I'm so disappointed. And I'm like, yeah, I could actually understand that. And she's talking about this trunk-or-treat that I guess they do.
I don't know what that
me
is.
Me neither. I'm like, trunk or treat? What's that? I'm old school. You grab your bucket, you go knock on somebody's door, trick or treat, put something in the bag.
I tell you, I was proud. My wife actually, talking about old school, she gave the kids pillowcases yesterday.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah, you're right.
Fill them up.
We had pillowcases that were actually heavy.
Yes.
Because you got it filled with candy. Now it's like,
did you eat a lot?
No, not really.
Yeah, it was pretty good too.
Mostly of the stuff that we had to give out.
Yeah,
which nobody touched.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But I don't understand what's going on.
Did you notice last night, Sal, the first Christmas? And I love Christmas. This does not, but Halloween, the length of that bothers me. I love Christmas. I love the music. I love everything about it. So to me, the earlier the better. But did you notice the first Christmas commercial last night?
No.
Yeah, during the Jets. Oh, that's right. You stopped watching the Jets. I think it was the second half. Why would you see it? You weren't watching. It was, I think, Old Navy, and I just heard the jingles, and I heard the Christmas music. I'm like, wow, here we are. It's not even, it still was officially October, but now it's going to be, before you know, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, when do you get the lights up and all that?
Well, I told you, and it's actually, it's tricky because you have to book it. Like, I found out kind of the hard way. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, you know, late November, this is when we first moved into where we are. Hey, can you come do it? How much? Yeah, all right, we'll do it. Cash, if I do cash, strike a deal, whatever. Can you do it late November? There's people, I swear to God, on my street, there are already lights up.
Right.
Because there's so many homes that want to do it. So we have to book it really within the next couple of days, and we generally do it. You know, we usually go to Dallas to spend time with the in-laws, and we'll do it again this year, although last year we hosted. We like to get the lights up before Thanksgiving. This way, when we get back from Dallas, they're on for the next month and into early January, and it's festive, and it's awesome.
I'm just not there yet. And to your point, like, we had a guy come do power washing, whatever, for the summer, and then he texted him.
You got to do that yourself.
Yeah, I don't have a power washer. I don't know. And then they got to go buy the power washer, do this.
My mom got me one for Christmas a couple years ago. It's like, legitimately, it's not one of those little cheap ones.
Not that I'm opposed to it, but I don't want to do it. Anyway, so he texted me early October, hey, in case you want Christmas lights put up in your house, we give it a discount if you do it in October.
It's getting his hustle on.
I'm like, and then, like, I don't respond back right. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll let you know. Then, like, 2-3 weeks, he's like, you know, just following up. I'm like, bro, have you watched the Mets? He doesn't know what we do. I'm like, I'm drowning here. I got ball games every night, two different jobs. You're worried about me. Hey, I'll pay the full price in November or December if I want it. Leave me alone. Like, I can't think about Christmas lights in October.
All right, one more Halloween question for you, very fast. And I won't mention his name, although I did bump into him at the golf course the other day. Your neighbor.
I think he sold.
He did?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know if he's still there or not, but the house was up for sale over the summer.
Yeah. What he put out there for the kids.
You know what's funny, too? Because people were telling me, oh, you know, around Halloween, he puts, like, a pro football player. We don't have to mention
him. No, I'm not going to say his name.
Although you did mention it yesterday. So if you go back and listen to the show or the podcast.
I mentioned it?
I think you did.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You want to put money on this? I don't think so.
How much?
I mean, I was also up late the night before with the Yankees. I mean, I very well may have said it and forgot.
Like Christmas lights?
I really don't, though.
I think you did mention it.
I think I said it.
Yes, unless you said it off the air and I'm confusing it, but you definitely told me.
Let's bet. Yeah. I'm confident enough. Let's put a bet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you asked me. You want to bet?
No, you said.
Oh, did I say it? Yes, I'm still tired from the Jet game.
You said you want
the hell's
money
going on here? The Jets, the Mets, and the Yanks, this run has knocked the crap out of us.
Who's going to go back and sift through it if somebody wants to go back and sift? No, but anyway, point is,
I
heard stories when we met the neighbors this year about last year, like, oh, on Halloween.
He did,
like,
it up?
No.
Oh.
No, the opposite.
Like, what, calls the curtains kind of guy?
Yeah.
Like a recluse?
Don't let anybody.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which is interesting because he doesn't seem to be that kind of personality.
I think, I don't think he's any longer part of the neighborhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.